Log Talk Radio.
Howdy, everybody. It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary. We're here for you every weekday at 12 noon Eastern Time on Be Unique Radio at beunique.org. We have fun and give away a different free gift each week. All you have to do to get the goodies and join in the fun is call us now at 1-516-418-5651. You can also join the show and get chances to win by sending us an email at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com. Hey, Mary.
Well, hey, Gene. It's Tuesday. And you know what that means for us this week? Tomorrow's a road trip.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah. No, I didn't forget about that part. That's going to be exciting.
Yeah. We're taking a break with Gene and Mary on the road on Wednesday. And we're going to Okahumpka, going to Bountiful Farms.
Say that again.
Okahumpka.
Okahumpka. Okay.
No, Okahumpka.
Humpka.
Okahumpka.
Okay. All right. Excellent.
Probably from Native American language. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. So, sounds like it might be. I heard they have flower fields over there.
Yes. I can't wait to see that.
Yeah, right up my alley.
Look like a bunch of zinnias from what I've seen.
Yeah.
And you know how I love those happy
flowers.
Little zinnias.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to move on into our trivia question.
Okay.
It is on our on our website at beunique.org with all five hints and the answer. So if anybody wants to know the answer, just go to beunique.org, look up Gene and Mary Show and find the answer, and you're golden.
Yeah, that's it. Participate and have fun.
Yeah, you can call in during the show, or you can email contactgeneandmary@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody who participates has the opportunity to win a gift, just like Barb Marino won yesterday.
Absolutely.
And she had one entry. Leela Dunn had, I think, four or five entries because of her intense participation. And Barb still won out. And I could not have been any more fair and equitable than I was.
Sure. But, well, you know, that happens a lot, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the law of probability. It's all it is.
The probability is that Barb's husband keeps saying that she should win a car by now by how much she listens to our show.
Sure, that sounds good. We'll get a car. We'll give it away.
listen to the show, but participate. You have to interact or you don't qualify. So today's trivia question is this week's trivia question. I keep forgetting to say this week. It is all week long.
Well, but technically today is part of this week, so you're right.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. I will give the question for the week. The hint from yesterday, and then today's hint. How about that?
Perfect.
Which city hosted the Summer Olympics in 2012? It was only 8 years ago. Yesterday's hint was more than 300 languages are spoken in this city. So you know right away it's an international hub.
Right,
There have to be people from all over the world with three... We don't even have 300 countries. How do we get 300 languages?
Well, you know, there's a lot of languages. That's for sure.
There are. And there are sub-languages. I mean, we have English, but then within the English language, we have different dialects. And
sure.
I know that there are a couple of different ways. Well, you've got Portuguese and Spanish, but then I think there are two different kinds of Spanish, like Castilian and I don't remember the other one. Well, but anyway, I digress.
Well, and then over there, there's also like Basque, which is like part Spanish, part French,
the
part
other one.
You know, all
yes.
kind of stuff. Yeah,
right.
That might have been.
And so many people in the Caribbean islands speak Patois, which is a form of English,
mm-hmm.
but it's got a different little melody to it. And then in the coastal regions of the United States, southern United States, people speak Goa,
uh-huh.
which was a language that slaves used in the
mm-hmm.
I have a hard time even saying the words because it just hurts me so, but there are people
it was
who
an
still
identifiable definitely
yeah.
an identifiable specific language that you know
yes.
linguists can identify as a separate language,
and I think
yeah.
some of that may have been a way to speak in code.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, another language, I don't know what we're talking about languages. That's not the topic of our show, but that's okay. We can digress until somebody calls up and says, hey, you're off topic. We're going to keep going wherever we want to go. But
okay, that would be the topic of our day. What's stopping?
Exactly. What's stopping you from talking about what you want to talk about? There
yeah,
you go, Gene.
Us,
I like that twist.
Call us and tell us. Now, let's go back to the language.
The during World War II,
mm-hmm.
there were certain people from the Navajo tribe who spoke a specific language, and they were able to create code based on their language that couldn't be broken.
Yeah, really?
Yes, really.
Very cool.
Now, before we get back to our trivia question, do you have anything more you want to say about languages?
Actually, no. I've got so I could talk about anything forever, anytime. So let's go ahead and talk about what.
Well, you know
what
that makes me think when we yep. do we are going to pre-record. At least I want to. The shows for Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's Day, or New
yeah.
Year's Eve, because those all fall, they're holidays, and we want to be with our families on those days, or we
mm-hmm.
just want to chill out and do nothing. But we're going to pre-record those shows, so when we do, if anybody wants to be involved in these special holiday take-a-break shows, they're going to be
mm-hmm.
longer. We can talk about all sorts of topics.
Yeah.
And I want anybody who is interested in participating in our specially pre-recorded holiday shows to
mm-hmm.
contact Jean and Mary at gmail.com and let us know. And I will schedule it when it's convenient for the majority of the number of people that might participate.
Sure.
And we're going to be doing that within the next week or so. The first one will be Thanksgiving. So we're going to be recording that probably sometime either next. Yeah, probably. Well, yeah, it's not. Thanksgiving's right around the corner. I can't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Well,
all right, I'm
going to
start the trivia
fast.
Question. Huh?
It's coming fast. And, you know,
yeah.
I was just sitting here thinking, too, that there's no reason that we can't fill whatever space we have available to us for anybody. If we can all like record some Christmas carols, and I've got lots of Christmas songs I play on my recorder, you know, and we can have at Christmas Day, we can do that one. I don't know. I got the only New Year's song as I know it like is Auld Lang Syne. And then sometimes
yeah.
Gary Glitter's Rock and Roll comes to mind New Year's morning as I look at the coming year. Oh, and I turn it up, you know.
Well, there's all kinds of things that we can do for those holiday shows.
Yeah. It's
going
to be so fun.
But we're
singing and
you know, we're down
all
to
together.
Huh?
singing and dancing, everybody together on the show. That'll be fun.
Well, we got 4 minutes on today's show, so let me go back to our trivia question.
Okay.
Which city hosted the Summer Olympics of 2012? We already know, because we've discussed it quite extensively, more than 300 languages are spoken in this city. Now, what you may not know is that blue plaques hang where Karl Marx, Charles Darwin, Sylvia Plath, Charles Dickens, Jimi Hendrix, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, Florence Nightingale, and hundreds of other famous people lived throughout this city. So if you know where these people lived, you know the answer to the question.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah. Golly.
I was surprised. I did not know that Jimi Hendrix lived there.
Well, and see, my thing is, I kind of thought I knew it. I try not to go look. I like to play along with, you know, and to see if I can guess it with the clues. But I'll tell you what, it's certainly nothing I would have thought of with that last clue. How exciting.
Well,
all right, cool.
The clues are supposed to help you, not make it harder, but, you know,
well,
sometimes
it's clearly going to narrow it down because it's not what I was thinking, you know. But it might be. Who knows?
And tomorrow we will have another clue. But if you don't want to wait until tomorrow, all the clues, all five clues for this week are on beunique.org. Today's word of the day came to me just a few minutes ago in my email.
Okay.
It's bailiwick. B-A-L-I-W-I-C-K. Do you know what that word means?
Bailiwick.
Bailiwick. A lot of people say that's not in my bailiwick.
Yeah,
that's right up my bailiwick.
I have heard the term, but no,
it means
tell me.
That's your specialty. That's the sphere in which you have superior knowledge or authority. It's a special domain. So if somebody says, you know, Gene, would you paint my house? You say, sure, that's right up my bailiwick. Gene, would you knit me a pair of socks? Oh, I can't do that. That's not in my bailiwick.
Interesting. Okay.
But I didn't know until today it also means the office or jurisdiction of a bailiff.
Wow. And see, I can see how the words would relate and evolve from perhaps the former from the latter, you know?
Yeah.
It's
a special word in law enforcement that means it's, you know, that's a special office or jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's pretty wild.
Yeah, I think so. We've got really less than a minute to talk about what's stopping you.
Okay. Well,
what's stopping us from keeping on topic?
Well, I tell you, I suppose if we ever figure it out, then, you know, at that point
us.
We'd have to decide what it is, and decide if that's what we want to do or not. I mean, that's the whole thing. You never know. You might always know how to do something, but you got to make sure that's what you want to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, maybe at some point we'll revisit this topic under another title, maybe, so that it'll be kind of like what's holding you back?
Yeah. Or,
what obstacles? Yeah. Yeah.
Just, you know.
And you want to do that anyway. And we may do that for one of our holiday shows. We may talk about some of these topics that we really want to talk about, but we always get sidetracked from.
Maybe so. That would be fun.
And tomorrow, everybody, join us as we take
Please.
This show on the road to Okahumpa, Florida.
Yeah.
We're going to Bountiful Farms, and we're going to have a table out there, and we get to see our good buddy and this show's sponsor, Kathy Price from the Little Green Oasis.
Sweet. Excellent. And I'll tell you what, if any of you want to see pictures of this excellent farm, and there will be pictures of the flowers and stuff, I'm sure, go check out the website. Give us a few days, our Facebook, beunique.org, follow it, It's all going to be there. You'll be able to see it. Follow me, Gene Ellison.
And we're planning.
I've got a public Facebook page. Follow me. I'll have pictures there, definitely.
We're definitely planning an article about this, a little sideshow that we're going on.
Yeah.
I'm really excited.
I think
I want to end this show with eeny, meeny, miny, moe. I'm going to let Tim tell people why he likes the show.
Awesome.
Hey, Gene and Mary and all your wonderful listeners. I just want to thank you for having me earlier this month. It was a joy talking to you both. I encourage everyone to take a break with Gene and Mary weekdays at noon.
We're going to have to update that because it wasn't this month. It was last month.
Well, you know what? When we get good at this, or when I get good at this, I'll be able to go around and get everybody to just do it on a regular basis. How's that sound? We'll get this thing rolling. I see big things for Tab Gam.
Yeah, that's a little secret that Gene and I have had. We call the show Tab Gam, which I think is I like it. Maybe before long, instead of Gene and Mary's show for the hashtag, it'll be Tab Gam.
Well, I think that once we're like really ridiculously famous worldwide, it will become more of an evolution of our language for all the reasons we talked about before. I think that will be a common, simple, understandable, shareable name, you know, in all the languages.
Yeah.
Instead of, you know? Anyway.
I'm excited.
I got to go back to work, you guys. Have fun.
Yeah,
thanks for listening, everybody.
You are in the middle of a big project over there. You need to get that finished, man.
Yeah. This is going to be exciting. Got some stuff to put in place, and then they're getting ready to decorate. Oh, it's going to be fun. All right.
Awesome. Talk to you later.
All. Bye, Mary.
Well,
see ya.
I'll see you bright and early tomorrow morning at my house. Can I send you my address?
You know what? I'll check, and if not, I'll text you.
Text me and let me know, because if you don't have my address, you're not going to get here on time, and we're going to leave without you.
I'm looking forward to traveling without having to drive. That's especially exciting to me.
Dude, you can sit in the back seat or the front seat. Don't think there'll be any room for you in the trunk, but you can ride as a hood ornament if you want to. But I will drive you wherever you need to go.
All right. Well, I'll be there bright and early.
All right. See you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
See ya. Bye, all.